Hi, this is Pete Lindstrom with Spire Security. You just viewed my webcast and read my technical tip on protecting yourself from web-borne malware, right? Now I'm going to give you the 7 habits of highly effective malware victims. Ready? Here we go. Number 7. You rely heavily on the little yellow lock. Clearly, that cute little thing in the lower right-hand corner of your browser is there for a reason. To protect you. After all, it's in the shape of a lock, for crying out loud. The malware victim loves to rely on that lock for all sorts of protection from any kind of nefarious activity coming in from the web. And completely ignores the fact that that little yellow lock's sole purpose in life is to encrypt the session communications between an end user and a website. And has nothing to do with malware. Number 6. Keep your antivirus turned off. The malware victim knows that antivirus takes up CPU cycles that are critical to the performance of his system. And those silly little alert and quarantine messages are just distracting from watching videos of kittens on the internet. Turn the thing off, they say, and let me do my work. I don't know why it's bugging me anyway. I just bought free antivirus from that website I was browsing the other day. Number 5. The malware victim likes to use the same password everywhere. Heck, it's easier to remember, right? Not that 123456 is particularly difficult. After all, it's sort of nice to be conforming with internet standards. Every list of popular passwords puts me right at the top. Number 4. Malware victims love to use old versions of browsers. Seriously, there's some history here, and they just got used to navigating through the features and functions of the old stuff. In a lot of ways, browsers are like really good wine. Maybe not. But keep your new browsers and all those patches and newfangled security settings that you get. I am happy with what I've always used. After all, it's simple and easy. The number 3 habit of highly effective malware victims is ignore browser warnings. Those doggone dialog boxes are annoying. And they pop up so frequently. Who has time for all that? You know, those messages? I can't even understand them. If those browser warnings would just go away, I could get back to my pictures of, kittens. Yeah, kittens. Counting down to the number 2 habit of highly effective malware victims. Install every plugin. Okay, so maybe you convinced me to upgrade my browser. The good news is, I can install all sorts of plugins like Java and Flash to play my games, watch movies, interact with my friends, all sorts of things. It's really miraculous in lots of ways that I can install all these plugins in my browser for free with no significant drawbacks. Malware victims are code hoarders, along with the vulnerabilities that go with them. Malware victims love to hoard code and the vulnerabilities that go with them. They get function after function after exploit after function after function after exploit after function. And here we are at number 1. The number 1 habit of highly effective malware victims is click on everything. I mean, seriously, how can you not? Clicking on links has always brought great joy, and it's easy to do. It takes you down paths and avenues of unexplored territory across the internet, finding interesting things from around the world. Malware victims know that clicking the link will eventually take them to the promised land. And there you have it, folks, the 7 habits of highly effective malware victims. Now, what if you don't want to be one of those? What would you do in that case? Let's see if we can turn things around and provide the 7 habits of highly effective web users. For number 7, we could remember that that little yellow lock tells us almost nothing about the existence of malware on our systems. Number 6, go ahead and turn on antivirus. It may save your system someday. Number 5, consider using multiple passwords for multiple levels of risk throughout the web. Number 4, keep your browser up to date. Apply the patches and configure your system in a way that makes sense for protection. Number 3, read the browser warnings. Some of them are for sure cryptic, but pay attention to them and you'll learn something about security. Number 2, consider reducing or foregoing the plugins that are installed in your browser. They are unlikely to be bringing too much value and add a lot to the attack surface of the environment. And number 1, watch where you click. It is generally okay to click on links that are provided by search engines and the most popular websites, but to whatever extent you can go out of band and create the links or surf to a particular address yourself, you're better off in the long run. Okay, you just heard my first list of the 7 habits of highly effective malware victims and the bonus list of the 7 habits of highly effective web users. Now you're ready to take the quiz, and you'll find more learning material on other subjects at the TechTarget Security School. Search security.com/securityschool. I'm Pete Lindstrom. Have a great day.